Welcome back to That's Cricket, and this is your IPL weekly recap. We just had KKR take on PBSK, and they just got out of a jam. Abandoned. Match abandoned due to rain. It's probably going to be the only points that KKR get this season, unless they beat CSK, which probably will happen. That's going to be a bottom of the table clash. But preview of this game, I said very clearly, I've been talking about this adamantly on the channel, Cam Green is the overpaid, most overhyped player in all IPL history. He's only scored 24 runs in three games, and he got 2.7 million, 25.2 crore. Absolutely insane. Today he got done by Xavier Bartlett. Xavier Bartlett is bowling some of the best corridors, some of the best line away swing bowling you're ever going to see. It's absolutely beautiful the way he is bowling. And he got Finn Allen today, who I say is the best batter in the world right now, gets him out. And then a few balls later, gets Cam Green out. Absolutely beautiful. He got a four, the edge off the four. They just unfortunately didn't quite line up the fourth slip properly. Went for four. Gets him caught the very next ball behind. Gone. Absolutely gone. I don't know how KKR are going to survive. They luckily today with the rain, they split the points with the Punjab Kings. Punjab Kings, I hope this one point doesn't come back to bite them. They probably, Punjab Kings will still be a one or two at the end of the season. They look very, very good. So from this game, Xavier Bartlett, I have to just give credit to him. His bowling, he has been bowling fantastic. He bowled very well in his other game. Also similar with these corridors when he bowled to, I believe, with Rashad Pant. We'll get to that game in a minute. We're going to go in reverse. So split points today with KKR and the Punjab Kings. Cam Green, they have to drop him. They have to add Timmy Seifert, or they have to add Ratchan Ravindra. Has to happen. Obviously, you're keeping Finn Allen. They did add Powell today to the list, I believe. I believe they added Powell today into the lineup. Yes, he was in the lineup today, Powell, so we would have seen him add a little few extra runs in there. But I do believe that the correct team is Finn Allen, Timmy Seifert, Narine, and Masrabadi, which they didn't have today in the side either. But yeah, you could add Ravindra, you could add Powell. I don't know. If you're a KKR fan, let me know what your thoughts are on this, because essentially your season is being tanked by them going all in on Cam Green. I think it's not fair to the KKR fans. Moving on, back a game. Match 11. Royal Challengers Hyderabad, RCB, taking on the Chennai Super Kings. Chennai Super Kings and KKR will be fighting out for a bottom spot this year. Didn't even get close. RCB put on 250. Everyone in the batting department fired. Phil Salt got 46. Virat Kohli, 28. DDP, 50. The captain, Paddy Atahi, got 48. And Tim David. This game belongs to Tim David. Tim David was, he was only a couple, he wasn't, he didn't get out of the gates very quickly. He was, it was like 10 off 8. 8 of 10, something like that. And then he gets bowled around his legs. Clean bowl. He goes and fist pumps the bowler. And then no ball. The siren goes off, no ball. He then proceeds to hit monster sixes, like absolutely huge sixes, just teeing off. Absolutely teeing off. He ends up with 70 from 25. It was incredible. You don't give Tim David a second chance. He traditionally is a little bit of a slow starter. He can have a little slow starts, especially when he plays for Australia. But if you give him a life, he will put you away. They put up 250 for three. Absolutely incredible. CSK, no answer. No answer in reply. Samson doesn't fire again. Gaikwad doesn't fire again. And I mean, at this point, CSK and KKR have made the worst trade auction decisions from the offseason coming into this new season. They traded Ravindra, Jadeja, and they traded for Sam Curran for Samson. We've talked about this a lot. Unfortunately, Curran got injured, so they kind of lucked out there, the Super Kings. But having Samson in, it's just like he's hot or he's not. He went 13 games without hitting a 50, then he hit 380s in a row, saved India's World Cup, and I mean, he's going to do the same thing again. He's going to do the same thing again. He is going to go another 5 games or so with low scores, maybe even single-digit scores. They are in trouble. They have no Dhoni. They have no Brevis. They have no Nathan Ellis. Matt Henry got carded Matt Henry got carded. He was 3 overs for 36. He didn't have an answer. Jamie Overton was 1 for 42. He's been doing well and obviously one of the most experienced players. Noor Ahmed got absolutely carded. 4 overs for 49. I don't know what they do. I don't know what CSK's answer is. They have to trade or buy someone or get someone else in. I don't know, but they're running out of options. They're running out of time. I don't see CSK getting anywhere. RCB looking the goods, going to be a top four team, maybe be a top two team. RCB looking good, looking good. Moving on to the game 10, Sunrisers Hyderabad and the Lucknow Super Giants. Lucknow Super Giants win by 5 wickets with 1 ball remaining. It came all the way down to the wire. It probably should have been done a lot easier by Lucknow, but it wasn't to be. Travisette didn't fire. Abhishek Sharma gone for a duck. Ishan Kishan gone for one. They were 1 for 1. They were 2 for 8. And they were 3 for 11. Get this. They were 35 runs off 10 overs. Unbelievable stuff. Hunter Klassen saves the day for the Hyderabad. He gets 62 off 41. And Nitish Kumar Reddy, 56 off 33. Hunter Klassen still has it. He's still batting very well. He's doing great this season for Sunrise Hyderabad. He saved him in both games. He has, maybe they're even the top run scorer for them. Batting very well. Nitish Kumar Reddy, so they save face. They end up getting to 156, but that's 20 runs short of where they needed to be. Lucknow Super Giants in reply. They didn't need to go crazy. I do have to give a shout out to Shammy, who bowled very, very well. He still got it. He bowls 4 overs, 9 runs, 2 wickets. Economy of 2.25. And he had 18 dot balls. Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. They all bowled well, the bowling attack. But Shammy, got to give a shout out. He has still got it. In the reply, Markram, 45 off 27. Mitchell Marsh, 14 off 12. Rashad Pant, 68 off 50. But then there was this little point where they started throwing their wickets away. I didn't quite like how everyone got out. Nicholas Puran gets run out. Because they're calling it run out. I guess it was stumped. It really was stumped. But they're calling it run out on the cheat sheet. He was stumped. He went down leg side, and I guess he thought that he'd got it away, but Ishan Kishan, too good with the hands. And Ishan Kishan getting Bodoni out looked like MS Dhoni. It looked really good. Good stuff with the hands. But yeah, they kind of threw their wickets away. They finally got it done in the end. They hold on. Rishad Pant stays till the end, and they get it done with 1 run to spare. So Lucknow and Hyderabad are kind of going to be that, like, in that 5-6 position. Right now, they're sitting 5-7. I think they're going to be sitting middle of that table unless something happens where they get on a good run or get some luck of fortune. I feel like they are just going to sit middle. They're going to be 2 middle-of-the-table teams. Let me know if you are fans of each of them, how you're thinking about how this season is going so far. Moving on to Gujarat Titans and the Rajasthan Royals. Rajasthan Royals get it done. They win by 6 runs. Bishnoi, this was a beautiful bowling performance. It was just fantastic to watch. The commentators on comms were talking about, they were comparing him, kind of comparing like, oh, he can't be like Shane Warne, or they were mentioning Shane Warne and him in the same sentence. This kid can bowl. He bowls some really good leg spin. Really like how he bowls. Rajasthan Royals, they bat first. They post 210. Jaiswal, 55. Suryavanshi, 31. Jewel, he gets 75. It's a good total. 210 is a decent total. They pushed it. They got there. 210, pretty good. In reply, before the game, Gill out. Slight injury, couldn't play the game, so Gill didn't bat. And they didn't put Butler up to open. They started with Sudarshan and Gushgar. They put him up to open. Sudarshan, 73 of 44. Butler, he got 26 of 14. Kind of finding some form, getting a couple of runs. But you probably want him to get a little more than that. Glenn Phillips only adds 3 to the score. They kind of have a little mini collapse. And it ends up getting down to the wire where it's basically Rashid Khan and Rabada are trying to save the game for the Titans. And the way that they had swung the game, the odds were in their favor ever so slightly. There was one point in towards the back end of the game where they were favored to win. If you take a look at the odds, at one point they were at about 75% to win, and then once they Rashid Khan got out, it kind of moved the needle back down again. And he tried to go for a six, and he was caught out in the boundary. They were so close. They were so close. Rabada and Rashid Khan came very, very close to getting the win, but they fell short. Some really good death bowling in the final overs locked it in. And obviously, Bishmoy took four wickets, did the damage with the ball early enough to set it up for the Royals. Royals look like a good team. They're sitting in second position right now. I definitely have them continuing on to be a top four team. DC and the Mumbai Indians. DC, Delhi Capitals, get the win over Mumbai Indians. Rizvi with the man of the match performance. He was bought for big money by CSK. CSK let him go. He gets picked up for pennies, as I like to say, by the Delhi Capitals. And he is on a tear. He has bajillion runs. Absolute bajillion runs. He's batting very, very well. Mumbai Indians bat first. They stick with Rickleton over QDK. He doesn't get very many. He only gets nine. Sharma gets 35. He gets out to an absolutely incredible catch. He smoked the ball through covers, and the reaction time was out of this world. A very, very sharp catch. Changes the momentum a little bit. Varma goes for a duck. Sky puts on 50, standing captain, with Hardik Pandya being out for this game. Rutherford doesn't do much. They end up with 162. They're like well short of where they should be. Again, need another 20 runs or so. Delhi Capitals coming in. KL Rahul, I don't know what is going on with KL Rahul, but he has got out first over two games in a row. I think at this point when something like this happens, like you could almost drop him down the order and save him for later. If he's going to go out there and just swing the bat recklessly from the very first ball, even though you have the restrictions, maybe just have a break. Bat at four for a little bit. Put someone else up the order because, yeah, they have power. They have Miller and they have Stubbs in the order. I would like to see Delhi Capitals just like move their order around slightly because they're winning these games without KL Rahul at all because he's wasted. He's getting out early. KL Rahul gets out. Nasunka gets 44. Rana gets a duck. And then Rizvi, 90 of 51, he is making it worth the money for Delhi Capitals. Like I said, they bought him for pennies. CSK are probably livid that they got rid of him because he is fruiting into a beautiful cricketer and getting the runs. Dave Miller, 21, Stubbs, 3. They get it easy. They get it with in the 19th over. They get with plenty of 11 balls to spare. Delhi Capitals looking like a good team. In the 4 spot right now, definitely going to stay up in that 4 five position, definitely, yeah, top four team. The Delhi Capitals, Sunrisers Hyderabad, and Lucknow Super Giants are probably going to be the three teams kind of like fighting for that fourth spot, similar to last year. And yeah, like Bumrah goes without a wicket for MI. They weren't able to get wickets. They couldn't buy a wicket. So yeah, that's DC and MI. MI I had as a higher ranked team. I do think they have the goods to go far, but I guess with go to get the lineup right, they didn't have Hardik Pandya, and Bumrah didn't fire. So there you go. Moving on to match number 7, Chennai Super Kings and the Punjab Kings. Chennai Super Kings post 209. I mean, it's not a terrible score. Not a terrible score at all. They're 5 down, 209. Samson again doesn't fire. Guy covered gets 28. Dyslexic me is coming out here. I cannot say. AM gets 73 of 43. Dubey gets 45 of 27. Khan gets 32 of 12. They end up with 209. It's a decent score. It's a decent score. But this was the debut of Cooper Connolly. Actually, this wasn't his debut. This was his second game. This is the second game. This was to see if the debut wasn't a fluke. Iyer gets 39. Singh gets 43. Cooper Connolly gets 36. Shreyas Iyer gets 50, the captain. And they end up just kind of cruising to victory in the end, getting the win by 5 wickets with 8 balls to spare. It's going to be tough road for Chennai Super Kings. I just think they're really lacking in the bowling department. Like I said, Henry, again, He took two wickets, but he went for 54 runs. He's just getting carted around the place. Noor Ahmed, he got no wickets for 38. I mean, these are the star bowlers that you have in the team. Like I said, they are missing Ellis. He should be there, but he's injured. I don't know what the answer is for them, if they can get someone else in or trade for someone or whatever, but they're just lacking. They're lacking a big firepower with the bat. They're lacking a big firepower and breakthrough with the ball. They're going to struggle. They're really going to struggle this year. And Punjab Kings, it was just kind of a walk in the park for them. Everyone kind of contributed, and they got the job done. Back to match number six, Sunrisers Hyderabad taking on KKR. This was an absolute shellacking. Sunrisers Hyderabad put up 226 for 8. Travis Head, everyone fired here. Travis Head gets 46. Sharma gets 48. Ishan Kishan, 14. Hunter Klassen, again, another 50. 52 off 35. Ready. Nitish Kumar ready. 39. They put up 226 for 8. Majrabadi does take 4 wickets, but when you score 226, so the 4 wickets really matter that much. They're making a lot of posts about Majrabadi takes 4 wickets, but I don't know what your thoughts are. If you take a 4 for in a losing effort, I mean, they put up 226 against you. The 4 wickets were almost a formality. People had to get out eventually, right? They had to get out eventually. But yeah, they put up 226, and then in reply, Kolkata Knight Riders, they just don't have it. They are just not him. Like I said, you're putting all your hopes on Finn Allen, who is the best batter in the world right now. But Rahane, 8. Finn Allen, 28. They push Cam Green down to 4, and they bring Rahuvanshi in. He gets 52. But again, Cam Green isn't the guy. Cam Green's not the guy. You're going to lose all your games because you have Cam Green there. Riku Singh, 35. He doesn't bowl. He still can't bowl. And he got run out. It was this crazy run out scenario where it got hit back down to the bowlers and hits the bowler's leg and foot. He kind of knocks it down. They half run. Cam Green gets run out for 2. Sulna Ryan, he's the other option here for what they're going to do in the bowling department. But he did bowl. He got no wickets for 39 runs. So yeah, I don't know what they're going to do here, KKR. They're just in trouble all the way around the park. Yeah, weren't able to get anywhere close to the score. They got bowled out in the 16th over. Sunrisers Hyderabad win by 65 runs. That is a big win. And our final match, which is match number 5. This was the Delhi Capitals and the Lucknow Supergiants' first game. Lucknow Supergiants 141. Marsh, you got 35. And Rishad Pant didn't look very well. Rishad Pant came in to open. I'm not a huge fan of him opening. I really feel like Markram should open. And Markram did open in the latest game that they did play. Felt much better being like that. And we also have Pura not firing again. So they have a really good top four, but they're not playing them as the top four correctly. The correct lineup should be Mitch Marsh, Markram, Puran, Pant. That's how I think they should be played. Puran's been coming down the order. He came in at 5 for this game. I don't know. And Rizvi, again, was the man for the Delhi Capitals. He gets 70 of 47 doing the work again. He gets a not out. He gets a little red inker doing the work for him. Ningidi, he would take 3 wickets. Looking real good there. But yeah, the Lucknow Supergiants didn't look great in this game. That's why I have Delhi Capitals. Should be sitting above them in the table. Should be a top 4 spot. Lucknow Supergiants probably hugging that middle of the table. And yeah, that's how it looks like here in the IPL. And it comes to the standings. If you look at the IPL standings right now, most of what you see in the IPL standings at this point is going to be how it shapes out for the rest of the season. It looked that way from the first game. It's probably going to be that moving on. We have PBSK at the top. They have 5 points. They split those points. They should have 6 points. They should just have 3 straight out wins. Not to be. RCB, Rajasthan Royals, Delhi Capitals. They are top 4. Then we have Sunrisers Hyderabad, MR New York, LSG. I think they're going to be fighting for that 5, 6, 7 spot. KKR, the Gujarat Titans are better than their record right now. They are definitely better than their record. They should be moving up, hopefully, when they get... I'm not sure who they play next, but that would be likely if I could look ahead and see whether they play next. They're going to play the Delhi Capitals. And they're going to play LSG, then they're going to play KKR. So if they go up against other Capitals, you would think that also could be another loss for them. And you see if they lose to LSG, then they're just going to be, it's just over for them. It's just basically over for them because then they don't have much else. It's just going to get harder and harder for them. So there is this big discrepancy now happening in this RPL where there is peak teams and there are really teams that aren't cutting the mustard. It is kind of rare to see, but yeah, KKR and CSK definitely are going to be in big, big trouble this year. The Titans may also be in big, big trouble with these teams really pushing ahead. Let me know all your thoughts, team. This has been your IPL weekly wrap, and that's cricket.